Work was what brought Peter Sturtevant to Unalaska. He moved to town last October for a white-collar job at Strawberry Hill. His coworker David Huber says that didn't last long.
At first, he was sent out here to do a job as finding tenants, finding other people to lease spaces to. But after, we couldn't find somebody else, and Peter got pushed into doing the boilers.
With almost no experience under his belt, Sturtevant became a handyman responsible for maintaining a finicky system of waste oil boilers. It was a far cry from his old job in Chicago. Sturtevant had managed multi-million-dollar construction projects and spent his spare time volunteering. But his brother, Mike Sturtevant, says Peter always enjoyed a good challenge, and he didn't mind uncertainty. When he finished college in the Midwest in the 1970s, Sturtevant collected his diploma.
And then he ventured out. He actually, with another friend after they graduated from college, rode bikes to California, but they only made it as far as Denver, and their bikes broke down.
Eventually, he made it to California. Sturtevant worked as a computer programmer for a while. Then he got a license to pilot boats and took a job sailing yachts through the Panama Canal. He lived in Panama for a few years before returning to the Midwest. He settled in Chicago and got a start in construction, overseeing work on highway overpasses and football stadiums. When the recession hit, those jobs dried up. He got a tip about the position in Unalaska with Strawberry Hill from an acquaintance. His brother says it wasn't long before he was headed west.
He left all his furniture in a storage unit in Bowling Brook, Illinois, where he lived. And the only thing he brought with him was his personal clothing and his pots and pans. And he was a gourmet, you know, cooker, so, or chef, if you want to call it that.
And he kept it up in Unalaska. Sturtevant's co-worker, David Huber, says he gave the chef plenty of fresh-caught fish to work with.
Catch a couple pinks out here, gave them to him. He fried it up, also dollies. He fried those up, brought them down. He was always a very great cook.
In his spare time, Sturtevant kept up with his passion for construction and development. That's why he joined the Planning Commission. Planning Director Aaron Reinders says Sturtevant took his seat on the commission seriously.
He would always come with his list of questions and go down that list, and he was always looking for more information and digging deeper and would even do his own research, and he was always asking for that feedback and trying to dig in more.
It was for a reason. Sturtevant planned to make Unalaska home for at least a few more years before heading off to tackle his next adventure. He passed away in his sleep on August 22nd. Sturtevant survived by his brother Mike and four nieces and nephews. A memorial service will be held in his hometown of De Pere, Wisconsin, on Friday. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.